The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And in just in case you haven't figured things out, there's a lot of things happening in the sports world, as they always are. Got to see KD and Russ go at it over the weekend. I don't necessarily think it lived up to the hype that we were hoping. It did get a little heated out there, here and there. At the end of the day, I feel bad for Russell Westbrook. The dude is so good, and he does not have enough help. At the end of the day, that's going to be the demise of what will happen to Russ and the Oklahoma City Thunder moving forward, especially when it comes playoff time. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Dorf, man? Great weekend. Not so much post-mortem, post-football depression going on. I think basketball, really took it by the horns, starting with the Cavaliers' epic game, overtime game against Washington on Monday and right through the weekend. The KD return to OKC wasn't that dramatic. I mean, it had its moments and everything, but it was still entertaining, and I think that that's what we tune in for.
Yeah, and like you said, the Super Bowl was just... that. It was super, man. I hate to say it. As much as I did not like the outcome and Tom Brady and Belichick and number five and everything, bottom line is you have to give credit where credit is due, and that was an unbelievable performance. We'll get back at it in just a moment. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Baby, everything is all right.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Doctor Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor. Not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with a sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
Attempt in the history of the Patriots franchise. Pass, Amendola, dragons down, Amendola's in. But it depends on the penalty. And the indication is it's against Atlanta.
Offside, number 93 defense.
This is a tie game.
What the hell's going on out here?
Alrighty, welcome back. Thank you, Vince, for telling us what the heck is going on out here. And again, just an amazing Super Bowl 51. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick at number five. The Atlanta Falcons, if you ask me, that was the biggest choke in the history of sports that you will ever see. Winning that game by 25 points, 28-3, going to the fourth quarter, 28-9, and then lose that ball game 34-28. You know what's crazy, Jeff, is I was pretty darn good with my predictions throughout the playoffs. Truth be told, I called the score to be 33-27. However, I did like Atlanta to win 33-27. So I got the teams wrong. I had the amount of points absolutely dead on, and I almost nailed the score dead on as well. I was off by 1 point on each side, and obviously had the wrong teams. But the amount of points was correct, and I almost nailed the score correct once again, Jeff.
You know, when people say something's 50-50, they call it a coin flip.
Yeah.
And quite literally, your prediction came down to a coin flip. Now, I'm not going to say that Atlanta was going to take the toss and go down the field, especially the way that the momentum had just completely shifted, obviously, in the second half when you blow a 25-point lead. So, but it really could have gone either way. And it's, you know, it's funny, the whole narrative behind the Patriots, the five Super Bowl wins, the two Super Bowl losses, the seven that Brady and Belichick have gone to, they could be 7-0. They could quite easily have those two victories against the Giants, but they could have lost to Atlanta and Carolina and Philadelphia and the Rams. I mean, they could have lost all of the, and of course Seattle. I mean, that took a goal line interception when Seattle didn't run the best short yardage back in the game at the time. And I mean, it really, you know, there could be a 14 game swing between winning and losing for the Patriots, but they find a way to get it done. You know,
let me ask,
they've had clutch players and they continue to have clutch players. That Edelman catch was nothing short of spectacular, but ditto for the Julio Jones catch, which should have put the game away because Atlanta was in field goal range and the Patriots literally only had 8 points left in them, regardless of any miracle that you want to chalk up. So, you know, Atlanta's failure to finish is the bigger story to me than the overall collapse.
Well, let me ask you this, because someone just threw this out on Facebook Live. And again, keep throwing those comments out. I will absolutely share them if they make sense. And this is one that makes sense, because we're talking about Atlanta and that huge choke, 28-3 when they're up 25 points, 28-9 going into the fourth quarter. How would you compare that choke? And again, an unbelievable performance by Brady and those guys coming back. And like you said, Edelman, the great catch. And then certain things happened for them so that they were able to make that comeback. But let me ask you this. Which is the bigger choke? And this is a pretty good question, actually. I think it's Atlanta, but this is a great question. Golden State, last year, they're up 3-1. And they lose to LeBron and the Cavs, and they do it on their home floor. So that was something that had never been done before. Or do you think that this Atlanta versus New England in Super Bowl 51 was the biggest choke ever? Because in all honesty, you know, we were talking about Golden State last year being the biggest choke. So which is it? In your opinion, Jeff, you're a Cleveland fan, so you obviously are very happy that the Cavs were able to pull that out. But in your humble opinion, was that a bigger choke than the Atlanta game or no?
Look, I would throw the World Series. You know, the Indians also blew a 3-1 lead. I would throw the College Football National Championship into the conversation. Alabama had a 14-point lead. Like Golden State, they were the defending champions in that game, playing the same team from the year before. So, there's a lot of parallels there. But to get back to the Super Bowl, I think it's so hard to compare because 3-1 is the context of a couple of nights. The Super Bowl was, you know, the context of about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah.
So that second half just, you know, came unglued. Even Gostkowski missing the extra point, it wasn't the whole comeback. I mean, I think it was the comeback that began at 28-9. Gostkowski, you know, boinks the extra point off the goalpost, and they're down, you know, 19 points, which is, you know, which is three scores, obviously.
Well, so, and then the fact that of, let me just back this up even more. The fact of the matter is because of that missed extra point, they had to go for 2-point conversions, not once, but twice. And they got both of those as well. So like that never happens, but it did happen.
I think that that extra point ends up being a wash because they would have gone for two either way. And then they would have, you know, they would have gotten the points that they needed to tie. So it ended, you know, that extra point, but at the time, in the context of real time, when they missed that extra point, you're like game over, you know, they really needed to add that, you know, they could have chased 17 with a 2-point conversion, but it really wasn't necessary at that point in time, you know, to risk losing that point. So that point felt important, in the end, it ended up not being that way. But because it was a single game and because it was such a short period of time and because it was really, I mean, it was really, really put away. It was Atlanta, you know, great running game. The Alex Mack injury didn't seem to affect their offense in any way. And then Kyle Shanahan, you know, I've seen this movie before. Kyle Shanahan freezes in the moment. You know, I think there should be some buyer's remorse for Jed York and the San Francisco 49er fan base that this offensive coordinator and Dan Quinn gets the blame too, because I mean, you know, you're the captain of the ship. You got to go down when the ship hits the iceberg. I think that Atlanta losing this, you know, and no disrespect to the Patriots in this sentiment, but Atlanta, the biggest collapse I've probably ever seen.
You know, again, I think that we've seen our share of unbelievable comebacks. You can call them collapses as well from the other teams. And I think actually when I'm putting all this in perspective, we talk about the 3-1 deficit for the Indians.
Well, let me say something real quick here. And I think, you know, and again, not to disrespect the Cubs or the Cavaliers, but those 3-1 comebacks were – you know, motivated by the longevity of the team with the lead, you know, injury problems, you know, Iguodala, the Draymond Green suspension.
Yeah.
I think those are mitigating factors that kind of explain the comebacks and ditto for the Indians. I mean, they had Corey Kluber and they had a bunch of, you know, local fast pitch softball guys, you know, going out there trying to put away the National League champion. So I think injuries caught up with the Indians. I thought that a few factors caught up with Golden State, but I mean, Atlanta really just no excuses. They just didn't finish a football game.
You know, I think at the end of the day, the biggest difference between, you know, losing a 3-1 deficit versus losing that one game is, you know what, there is only one shot. And that's why I think that the Atlanta Falcons choke is bigger, because truth be told, you know what, at the end of the day, you have 60 minutes and that's all you have. So you know what you have to get ready for. You know the magnitude of that football game. And if you're not up for it and you're not ready to make the plays when you have to, then you choke pretty hard. I don't know. I think that that's the difference, is there's only one shot. And if you're not ready, you blow it. And that's what happened with Atlanta and Matty Ice. They blew it, man. Hate to say it, but they blew it. They had more weapons. Most inopportune time, to be honest with you, Jeff.
Well, was that lead even as big as as the score indicated? I mean, if that's 14-7 and not 21-0, it's a completely different game, and that's exactly what happened with the pick six.
Yeah,
with the pick six late in the second quarter.
We'll see. We'll get back into it on the other side. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, tons of things going on in the sports world. I kind of want to get into LeBron and Barkley and Phil and Melo. I want to get into some of that stuff.
Hopefully.
Let's keep it close. Yeah, let's absolutely. Let's keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy, with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Tom Brady, with that winning touchdown. And I'll tell you what, man, one of the most unbelievable games I've ever seen. Seriously, I still am kind of like saying to myself, did that really happen? It did. It really did happen. Tom Brady wins his fifth. Let me ask you this, Jeff. I think we have gone back and forth about this. I just want to get this out of here, and this is kind of going to lead us to our next topic anyway. Where do you put Tom Brady as far as all time? Is he the best quarterback in your humble opinion? Is he the greatest of all time? The GOAT, if you will? I guess that's the real question.
The game's changed a lot. You know, the game's changed a lot, so I won't go all time. I will go in my lifetime, the last, you know, about 40 years. Montana was really good. You know, Aikman, when he could stay on the field, was really good. But, you know, and I've read about Starr and Otto Graham and Y.A. Tittle, you know, Fran Tarkenton, guys that were a little, you know, Tarkenton a little bit before my time. But Brady's the best I've ever seen. The ability to get it done in the clutch, you know, he didn't lose those Super Bowls. The defenses of the Giants were great, obviously. And I'm not going to hold the losses against him, because if he loses in the AFC Championship in those seasons, we don't even talk about those seasons. So I don't really begrudge anybody for losing games, but man, Brady got it done. Brady was so on point. You know, Atlanta took a lot away from him. You know, there was a reason Atlanta was in the Super Bowl, and there was a reason that Atlanta was able to stop the Green Bay Packers, very potent offense. And I think that that all traces back to Dan Quinn's expertise, you know, working under Pete Carroll in Seattle. And man, Brady just found a way, you know, and it was, you know, they don't like going downfield, but that's all that was given. You know, they had to work and do a lot of plays, a lot of 50-50 balls. We talk about, you know, I mentioned the coin toss earlier, a lot of things 50-50 about this game, a lot of tip balls that harmlessly hit the ground, you know, and then that ball that did not hit the ground that Julian Edelman just scooped from, defied all laws of gravity, basically. You know, I got a little aid from the Robert Alford's leg, but you know, Brady makes the plays no matter what, and it was great. I mean, the do or die plays that were the two-point conversions, just perfect. Yep. Reads, perfect throws, and perfect execution on the part of all his players.
I agree with you 100%. And the difference to me with Joe Montana and Tom Brady were that Joe Montana did it a little bit with his legs as well. He could throw the passes. Neither one of these guys throw it like extremely hard. They can throw, they have all the throws, but the difference to me was, is Joe would get out there and run here and there.
Brady made one play with his legs that he definitely needed to make. And you know, they just play like champions. You know, a lot of it goes to Belichick, and you know, I'll give Josh McDaniels some credit too. The play calling was spectacular in the second half. They looked like they had Atlanta confused.
Well, Atlanta, Atlanta had terrible clock management. Dude, I could go on and on about what Atlanta did to help lose that football game too. So, truth be told, amazing comeback. I'm not taking anything away from Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and their mastery of the NFL. But the truth of the matter is Atlanta helped them very much in a sense of playing very fast when they didn't need to play fast. They were snapping the ball with 20 seconds left on the clock. Just weird stuff, man. I'm sorry, but sometimes these games get too big and these guys don't know how to manage them. And ultimately, I hate to say it, that's what happened in Atlanta. And the Patriots were able to pick up and take care of every single thing that they gave to them, and they took advantage of it. So more power to them. Let me ask you this. I want to move this conversation on. LeBron James and Charles Barkley. I know you're a huge LeBron guy. I'm getting people telling me on my Facebook Live when I mentioned about LeBron and the feud and whatnot, and then we'll get into Melo and New York, and we'll get into some of the other things that are happening in the NBA. But I want to hit on this with you. You're a Cleveland guy. How do you feel about LeBron taking shots at Chuck, first of all? Do you think they're warranted? Do you think Chuck should be going after LeBron? Like, should this even be going on in general, is my point.
Well, they're not on a level playing field. You know, I want to clarify something. I'm a big Cleveland guy. I'm not necessarily a big LeBron guy. I have to admit that I've been charmed by the comeback and, you know, obviously winning the championship and everything. But, you know, to put the headphones on, so to speak, and look at this objectively, I think it's petty from LeBron. I think that LeBron has often been petty, which I'm okay with, you know, and I think that he's not afraid to put himself out there. I think that's how he separates himself from Michael Jordan, in fact, is that he'll put himself out there. He'll be honest, and, you know, he doesn't take that Republicans buy sneakers to approach on social issues. You know, he's going to say what's on his mind. I think that he just hit boiling point with Charles. And that's why, he's bringing up stuff from 30 years ago. He's bringing up stuff that's, stuff that's from very, very early in LeBron's childhood that happened to Chuck. And, you know, Chuck's got a different role. Chuck's an entertainer. LeBron's, taking this as a man, whereas Chuck's just hurling that for, I don't want to say clicks or ratings or whatever, but that's his job. He's an entertainer now.
Well, let me ask you this. When LeBron fired back at Chuck, he made it personal, whereas Chuck was trying to make it. There's one thing I'll give Chuck. He was trying to make it where it was about basketball. However, when you ask me and you say that LeBron doesn't want to compete, I think you're not understanding LeBron first and foremost, and you're not watching LeBron, because if you ask me, he competes more and harder than just about anybody on the floor. And to make my point even more clear, think about the block that he had in the finals. Nobody's making that block besides LeBron James. So don't tell me that LeBron James doesn't want to compete. If you want to say to me that LeBron James wants to have better players around him and that, you know what, maybe he should be able to do this more on his own, I'm okay with that. But don't tell me that LeBron doesn't want to compete. LeBron competes harder and more than just about anybody in the NBA. Maybe the other guy that I would put up there is Russell Westbrook. His motor is going nonstop as well. So I don't think LeBron takes plays off. I don't think LeBron takes breaks. Does he get rests? Absolutely, man. And rightfully so. I hate to say it. At this point in his career, what the heck does he need to play 40 minutes a game in a lot of meaningless basketball games? So I'm okay with guys like LeBron getting rests at certain points. If their coach wants to sit him down, I don't care about what the people, the fans think. You know what? You're trying to do what's best for your organization. But don't tell me that LeBron doesn't want to compete. LeBron will compete any day and twice on Sundays. So to me, that's what really got LeBron going when Chuck said he doesn't want to compete. He wants better players around him. That doesn't mean he doesn't want to compete, though.
You know, Charles Barkley is trying to denigrate the whole fraternization angle of today's NBA, and it's just not a reality. You know, when Charles Barkley went to Auburn, he probably didn't know a good majority of, the people in his draft class. You know, he didn't know a lot of these five-star kids, four-star, five-star kids going to the Division I schools coming out of high school. Whereas LeBron and Carmelo Anthony have known each other since they were like 15. You know, there was a picture that surfaced on the internet today or a couple days ago of a young Isaiah Thomas with like a 19-year-old Kevin Love. These guys have known each other since the beginning of time. So, of course, they're friends, and then they become millionaires. And, you got a lot of hangers-on from your high school days, especially when you spent a year on campus or not even that in LeBron's case. And they become friends, and that's okay. And, it's just it's a different time. And I think that, there's a get-off-my-lawn approach, that you have to associate with Charles Barkley when he comes down on LeBron for these types of things. And, doesn't it all kind of circle around the fact that he's friends with, the guys that joined him in Miami and Chris Paul and Carmelo Anthony, that the superstars are friends and they don't have that fierce hate for each other anymore. And I miss it too, but that's okay.
Look, man, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm almost going to say that I feel in a weird way. This is Charles Barkley being a little bit jealous. I'm sorry, man.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm sorry. And if you don't see that, you're blind, because truth be told, LeBron has something that Charles never will have. And those are rings. Those are championships. So again, I'm going to go back to saying, if you question this guy's level of competition, you are absolutely falling into what Charles Barkley wants you to believe. So don't do it. Don't be fooled. Those things that LeBron does.
I want to get into this with you on the other side. Actually, you know what? We have a minute or two right now. Kevin Durant, you know, this was brought up by one of the Three Stooges on the Saturday primetime game. Van Gundy asks, if Durant doesn't get a ring with the Warriors, do you think differently of him? And I think we can get into that on the other side.
Okay, that's a good question. If Durant doesn't get a ring with the Warriors, will you think differently? I can go with that, to be honest with you. And if we want calls, we want thoughts, we want opinions, 1-800-878-7529. Get in on the conversation. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. And once again, you are hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap, wrap, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap, wrap, wrap it up.
Trojan.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. Feuds, great games, March Madness right around the corner when you think about it. That's probably the next big thing that I'm looking forward to. Obviously, we got spring training as well, but I get pretty geeked up when it comes to March Madness and watching those kids go out there and battle. One game, kind of like the Super Bowl, very meaningful because it could be your last 40 minutes on the floor. Maybe your last 40 minutes of your career, to be honest with you. 1-800-878-7529. We do want thoughts. We do want opinions. We'll jump out to the phones right now. We'll hook up with John in Milwaukee. John, you got the Dorf Man. You got Jeff Rich. What's on your mind, man?
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
Can't complain. We're just talking sports. That's what we do, bud.
Yeah. I know. Just working out here while I'm listening to you guys, and it's just making me go faster and faster because I really feel Barkley is being a little bit. I mean, I understand what you're saying with the competition, but man, that guy, they've done everything they could to get him all the pieces he needs or he wanted. And sometimes things don't work out. They let people go, Dally, some glue people. But I'm telling you, if LeBron didn't go to Miami, now, he wouldn't have those rings. He would have, he earned the one this past year for sure. The other two, or other three, whatever it was, he goes and makes a super team. Now, I don't know, man. I remember Jordan and all them. Those guys didn't have to leave teams to get their rings. Jordan, Bird, Magic, they built around them. So that's my opinion on that one. But, you know, we can all disagree to agree, you know, or whatever. Cause I
hey, John, let me throw this out to you. You know, can't you make an argument that Magic and Bird were kind of born on third base, being, you know, being drafted into the great franchises that they were? Go ahead.
Well, not only that, I hate to say it, John, but Bird had DJ. Bird had McHale. Bird had Parrish. Like, I'm sorry, dude. That was a super team itself. The Lakers were a super team itself. Like, what is the difference between LeBron wanting players and asking his management to go out and get them versus those guys, like Jeff is saying, being on third base and already coming into situations where they had Parrish, they had McHale, they had DJ, they had Ainge. Dude, they had a loaded team. What are we talking about here?
Well, what they do, you got to remember, back in the day, there were a ton less teams, and there was so with less teams, each team has more good players. So
sure,
take the Bucks for instance. They always picked up somebody who was out of their prime. Take up.
Hey, do us a favor if you can, call us back because we're having a little trouble with your phone line for some reason or another, but. I'm sorry, man. I don't necessarily go with that argument. Think about back in the day, man. Like you said, Magic had Worthy. Magic had Kareem. I mean, Magic had Michael Cooper. Magic had Byron Scott. Do people forget at how loaded these teams were back in the day? Seriously, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, they were. That's the thing is, you know, Michael kind of got drafted to a team that wasn't fantastic. Coached by Doug Collins, you know, it took him a couple of years, you know, it took him like 7 years to win a final. So that's not something I look at. You know, I can't throw Magic and Bird in that conversation. I think it's different now. I think that these players, you know, the league can be controlled by, or the games can be controlled by one or two superstars so much now that the teams are getting, but you know, they get these marquee superstars like Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James, you know, with the first or second pick, you know, first, second, third pick in the draft. And then they have to hit on those draft picks while they're still a bad team before they develop into a low level or, you know, a 4 or 5 seed playoff team. And that's where the Cavs screwed up the first time around was they drafted Luke Jackson with their next lottery pick. And then they were out of the lottery and they made that Jerry Welsh trade. I mean, what happens after these superstars are drafted while they're still developing before the team gets too good? And, you know, you look at San Antonio, they hit at the bottom of the draft. I mean, Kawhi Leonard wasn't a top 10 pick.
Right. Good point. Look, bottom line is, you know what, there's no right or wrong way to do it. I just think people forget how loaded those teams were. I'm sorry, but the 76ers were great too. Think about all the players they had on that team. Bobby Jones, Andrew Toney, Mo Cheeks, Charles Barkley, Dr. J. I mean, come on, dude. Like, I'm sorry. People are just forgetting how loaded these teams were. And the one thing I'll give him credit on, the one thing he was right about, there were less teams. I'll agree with that. But those players on those teams, dude, those teams went 10 deep. I'm sorry. Those teams went 10 deep. Think about the Milwaukee Bucks back in the day. Like, they didn't win anything, but they were really, really good. Paul Pressey, Marcus Johnson, Terry Cummings. I mean, I could go on, man. The list goes on. Junior Bridgman, Brian Winters, Ricky Pierce. So many great players. So don't get caught up in this nonsense that Charles Barkley is bringing to the table. Charles Barkley is jealous, if you ask me. He's jealous that LeBron has rings that he doesn't have. And again, don't tell me that LeBron doesn't want to compete. He will compete with anybody any single day. And again, he'll do it twice on Sundays. So I'm tired of hearing these older guys. You know, this is what really happens, Jeff. And I'm sorry, this kind of gets me going here a little bit. But this is what happens when you have these older guys that didn't accomplish what they really wanted to accomplish. And then they go back at these young guys who are accomplishing things that they were unable to accomplish.
Okay, so Charles Barkley, zero rings. And he's done. He's in the clubhouse, so he's not gonna he's not gonna add to his resume. Kevin Durant, zero rings in Oklahoma City. He's good played point. He's played in the finals, and now he's gone to join this team. You know, and I think that with the LeBron thing, that we looked at him as walking away from it. You know, from my perspective, it was walking away from Cleveland. From everybody else's perspective, it was if you can't beat him, join him. And you know, you never. It wasn't. You know, they said, you know, did Michael go and join the Pistons, you know, after the Bulls couldn't get past that hurdle? You know, it wasn't like the Heat were the team keeping the Cavaliers down. It was Boston. They made a team that was good enough to beat the Boston Celtics. That's the bottom line is of what they did. It's easier to look at it in hindsight now. But the super team, the super team argument and the stigma that comes with it. I mean, look at Oklahoma City. Who's the second best? Who is Russ's number two option right now?
I'd have to go with Steven Adams.
How many players on that team are the core of a champion? Is Roberson or Oladipo? I mean, are those like guys the core of a championship team at all?
Absolutely not. No, so, I mean, like that's the point, man. He doesn't have anybody around him. He's got players, but there's nobody of a championship caliber hanging out with him other than maybe Steven Adams. Steven Adams is a heck of a ball player.
How does the Russell Westbrook saga end? I mean, does it end with him getting it done in Oklahoma City because they had the parts? Is he patient enough to wait for that team to get built around him again? Because, I mean, he was kind of the one, you know, he was definitely the 1A to the, the one that was Durant.
Sure.
But they didn't have a lot around. They just weren't good enough to keep up with San Antonio, Golden State, you know, the Heat the year that they got to the finals. It just hasn't been good enough. So, I mean, don't say super team. Say team that's good enough to win. And it requires two or three great players. And, you know, I don't think, you know, we're overlooking the fact that Golden State's great again this season. Draymond Green puts up a triple-double without scoring 10 points. I think that that's extremely impressive. As much as, you know, people like me don't want to like him because I think he's a little bit of a dirty player, and he plays for a team that's got a little bit of a rivalry with the team that I happen to root for. But
look,
he does absolutely everything that you ask him to do. The steals, the blocks, he's able to hit the shot. You know, he can give you 30 when you need it from him. But he can do everything. And I think that that's extremely impressive. And I think that
the bottom line is
Golden State's a much better team than Oklahoma City. And I thought that we got a really entertaining game out of Russell Westbrook on Saturday night. You know, it was almost like shot for shot, even though Golden State was up by 20. And it's just, you know, they're a 46-8 basketball team. You know, they're good. They might not be 73-9 good. They might be world champion good, but they might not be. Well, you know, time will tell on that.
Well, and going back to that, to the original question here, how do we look at Kevin Durant if he doesn't get it done in Golden State? And I'll answer it with this. We're never going to have to answer that question because he's going to get it done.
I agree.
So truth be told, they're going to win the championship. I'm Sorry, but at least right now, I do not think there's anybody that can beat Golden State 4 out of 7 games. Even LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I don't think they can do it with J.R. Smith either. And they're missing him, obviously. But truth be told, we're never going to have to answer that question because Kevin Durant is going to win championships in Golden State. And if you don't believe it, just watch. He's going to win. They're going to win. They're too good not to win.
I think it's a given. I think it's a given, like almost like we thought it was a given with Miami. You know, and keep in mind that team was together. The big three, Bosh, Wade, and LeBron were together for 3 years on that team. I in the 4 years they won 2 championships. That might be the rate that Golden State gets it done with Durant on the roster, or they might just blow through it and win, you know, win for the next 5 years. I really don't know. I think the Cavaliers could be competitive. I think I can never count out Pop and the Spurs even without Duncan. So I think it'll be interesting. But you know, I mean, the consensus has to believe that yes, Durant's going to get a championship in Golden State. Will he get one every year? Maybe not, but. You know, it's going to happen. I mean, I think that a realistic view of it is that that hypothetical question ends in the next 2 years, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, look, bottom line is KD will win a championship with Golden State. I'm sorry. They're just too good not to. When you have 3 or 4 guys that can score 30 or more on any given night or do it all together, like it's almost impossible to beat that.
Cleveland has that too, though. I mean, you want 3 guys who can give you 30 on any given night. You have it with Kyrie, Love, and LeBron, and you know, and the aspects that all 3 of them bring to their game outside of scoring. You know, defense is a little suspect. I think the Cavaliers, you know, have to play that game where they're just gonna beat you offensively, and you know, regardless of how poorly they play on the defensive end of the court, you know, especially with a liability like Kyle Korver on the floor. I think that Kyle Korver and Derek Williams have been good pickups. I think that there's one pickup left. I think they got to get that backup point guard. I'd really love to see if you know, the Bucks want to sell Dellavedova back at, you know, 75 cents on the dollar or whatever it would take.
I don't think that's happening, but I mean, in a weird way, I'm still one of those guys that thinks Melo could be okay for Cleveland because at times LeBron has trouble scoring the basketball. At times, Kyrie has trouble scoring the basketball. At times, Love has trouble scoring the basketball. You do have a guy that Melo, you could put him in the post. And I'm sorry, man, but if Melo can't get it, that he's got guys around him when you actually have guys around you like Cleveland does, then he'll never get it. I'm sorry. He'll never get it. So why not give him an opportunity? And if it means getting rid of Love, it means getting rid of Love. I'm sorry, but at this point, to make LeBron happy, they're going to have to do something. And I'm not quite sure what it is, but they're going to have to do something, Jeff. Yes or no?
I don't know that it's Carmelo. Like I said, I think that they still have more moves to make. But I don't understand I understand there's no trade clause, but why would the Knicks trade their player within the East? You know, I don't. Kevin Love's not going to build you a championship team around Porzingis, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't, not at this point. I'm sorry. Porzingis hasn't shown me enough either, but I hear the music. Means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. One final segment. Well, I want to get into the Oakley thing on the other side and get your feelings on that, what happened with him in Madison Square Garden. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And yes, I'm always too. I was late for what, babe? It's hard being a slave to your body and soul. You know I'm only bragging.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quick reminder, we are live every Sunday, 11 to 1 Eastern Time. And then we rebroadcast on Monday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific time, if I'm not mistaken. So check us out. If you don't catch it today on Sundays, you can always catch us on Mondays on the rebroadcast. But we are live every Sunday, 11 to 1 Eastern time. And we do love thoughts and we love opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Jeff, what the heck went on with Charles Oakley and the New York Knickerbockers in Madison Square Garden the other night?
Well, the owner of the New York Knickerbockers, James Dolan, is a petty, petty man. And he's shown it through discrimination suits, his loyalty to Isaiah Thomas, despite complete dysfunction there. And he removes a Knicks fan and a 10-year veteran of his, the team that he owns. Just ridiculous. Work that out with Charles Oakley behind the scenes. If there's actually problems with Oakley, and I don't think there are, Dolan needs to handle that differently, and he just showed what a small man he was with that entire incident.
Look, bottom line is that was an unfortunate situation, obviously, there. You're looking at a guy that played for your organization, and as Stephen A. Smith said it, a very big black man, and he's pushing people around, and all of a sudden things kind of get escalated. And maybe it should never have even gotten to that point. Let's be honest, okay?